Okay. Welcome to the Budcast. Today we have purple glue from Sticky Frog's Fat Panda. It's some good shit. This is our third time recording this, by the way. Due to fuck ups. So we thought we'd start with the hit first. Get it done and over with. This episode, I'm going to go over my new rating system. So we will have an actual quality rating. And then we'll have the high rating. This is Purple Glue from Sticky Frog's Fat Panda, a Fat Panda company. Total cannabinoids is 87.82%. We have the total THC being 75.93%, total terpenes of 11.32%, and total CBD of 0.6. It does have a very strong terpene smell. We gave it a 5 on the texture. This is a propane hash oil and butane hash oil mix, so it's that sugar wax. You get that kind of gloopiness with the crystalline parts on top. It looked like crystalline ambered glass to me,
or crystallized honey, where it's kind of runny but kind of chunky. But it's not too runny to where you won't be able to get it all towards the end.
I do want to smell it again. So we gave it a 5 for that. Almost diesel-y, too.
Diesel-y.
You don't get the diesel-y? I get total, like boat engine smell.
Boat. I've never smelled a boat engine.
Well, we were diving. You know the diesel exhaust smell?
Oh, no, that gives me a headache. I hate that smell.
I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying I smell it. That or like gasoline.
I get kind of like a menthol smell.
Or gasoline. We're pretty high right now, by the way.
Like, really sniff it, it kind of smells like Vicks Vapor Rub.
It's the gasoline smell I'm smelling. It's not diesel. I'm smelling gasoline. It smells like gasoline.
So the first time we, or second time we did this,
we were getting floral, earthy,
and citrus.
And citrus, like a lemony citrus.
And now that we're really high off of it, we're getting Vicks Vapor Rub and gasoline.
I mean, I do, maybe it's the floral that I'm smelling, the citrusy floral.
It smells so much like Vicks.
Vicks. I mean, I don't smell the Vicks. I do get, like, the menthol-y, though.
Yeah, that's what I said. Vicks is a menthol rub.
Is it?
I think so.
Damn. No, that smells good.
I like it.
I really do enjoy this smell. I mean, it's an interesting smell.
It's a very strong smell, too.
Like, it's almost so strong it's giving me a headache.
It's because we're really sniffing it.
Okay, and then our second test, which was actually the first thing we did, that was the terpenes, the burn, and the harshness.
Well, the burn is really good.
The burn quality, I should say. Not burn, like, how does it burn your mouth? Burn as in how does the...
how much smoke and stuff you get.
Yeah, and like with flour, some flour burns real fast. Some flour takes a while to burn. Some waxes will just char the inside, or it'll char your nail. It's a really bad quality. Or it'll just kind of slowly pool around and not really burn.
Doesn't that have to deal with mostly how hot it is, too?
It can, but
like
then...
Like, if you waited too long, or...
But some just, they have that residue.
If you put it on too quick and it's still hot,
yes.
It'll, like, catch fire or
but
spark.
Some just leave a weird residue. Can you stop? It might be getting feedback on the... Hey, the last few have sucked. Like, there's been so many problems. Let's not have another problem.
I'm playing with my microphone cord.
So what would you give it for? Can you stop? What? Just let go.
This wouldn't.
Just don't touch the microphone cord while we're recording. What would you say for the total terpenes? Your score was a 3. Remember the taste. Your burn was a 5. You don't remember the taste.
No.
And you gave it a harshness. Now, our harshness scale is a bit different. It's 5 being not harsh at all, and 0 being the worst hit you've ever taken in harshness.
You're just going to have to see my scores, because I don't remember.
A 4. Mine was 4, 5, 3, so we both averaged the 4. So combining the first step with the second step, we got a 9. So the quality was a 9. Now for our high score, we have categories of happiness, energy level, mindset, relaxation, and capabilities.
You're just going to have to say mine. I don't remember.
You got a 5 on the happiness. A 5 on the energy level, a 10 on mindset, an 8 in relaxation, you said you were very relaxed, and a 9 for your capabilities. Now again, the capabilities is like harshness, 9 being I am unable to do anything, to 10 or 0 being I can build a house. My energy level was a 3, mindset was an 8. Relaxation was an 8, and capabilities was a 9. Keith's total score was a 7.7, and my score was a 6.6 for an overall score of a 7. So Purple Glue from Sticky Frog's Fat Panda got a quality score of a 9 and a high score of a 7. It's not bad.
No. And that's 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Okay. So it would be 4.5 out of 5, and 3.5 out of 5. 4.5 for the quality and 3.5 for the high. So, yeah, I mean, it's above good. Yeah. This was our first Indica Wax.
And it was $25 at the Freedom Market.
Yeah, for a gram. $25 a gram.
Yeah.
Good. It's like your $25 an eighth.
Yeah.
Next episode, I'll go over budget weed. And maybe some Bruce Banner. You can.
And we're going to have to try...
Oh, that lemonade.
Yes. Infused lemonade.
Yeah. We did have an infused lemonade, and that episode was ruined.
Yeah. I'll have to get another one.
Yeah.
A big one.
Yeah. And then the last one is, would we recommend? Yes. Yeah, I'd recommend it. Totally. Purple Glue from Sticky Frog, Fat Panda. 87.82%.